Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's head over to Maxie here again on WCCO and talk about the Twins, Mike, and that 4-2 win over Milwaukee last night.
Yeah, bet what, four? No, I'm just kidding. I'm okay now. I got the four.
You just gave Hammer a heart attack.
Yeah, we were talking about it. You know, you don't have to hit. You don't have to hit for average if you hit grand slams and home runs. And now, last night was a recipe that they want to use all season. Get a good enough starting pitching from your, and then turn it over to a good bullpen. Now, I mentioned before we broke up there, I think. But if you, they've got the expanded roster, which means you're going to have more relief pitchers. And that's usually what it means for teams. Now you got to pick and choose whether or not you want to use those guys, because it's going to be real easy to lean on Clippert, May, Romo, Rogers. How much do you want to develop or take chances here with some of these guys that we've seen over the last few days that they want to run out there? They want to give them some looks, but sometimes I'm not so sure that they're ready for prime time, and that's going to be decisions Rocco's going to have to make. He's got a lot of arms out there, and you want to keep everybody active and fresh. That's part of his philosophy, but at some point time here, that those middle relievers are so important the way this team is built, that I would think he's going to just start leaning on some of those veterans who've done it before.
Yeah, very interesting. Mike, what are you hearing about Gopher football in the Big Ten?
Well, the coaches are making their last ditch effort to try to save this thing, because they want to play in the fall so bad. And quite frankly, I'm not sure that if they can come back in the spring, then that means all sports will be back in the spring. And then they'll be competing against baseball, basketball, NHL, everything else. I understand the premise of it, but I'm not sure there's a huge appetite in a big football country as this is to go watch spring football games when you're up against that kind of competition. So that's why I think these coaches are working so hard to try to save it, and it's probably going to be for naught. For the presence, it doesn't. Let's be honest, the presence, you're making a decision here, and I get it. The buck stops with them, but it also doesn't affect them much. It's not going to affect their salary, whether or not the football team plays or not. It does affect coaches, recruits, players. So obviously they're going to fight more, and they're going to be more vigilant about it. It doesn't affect the president. They're still going to have to do whatever it is they do all day, every day, but it does affect a lot of other people. That's why they're fighting so hard.
Hey, Maxie, let's just grab for a few minutes, if we can, Sam Renner here. You know Sam. Sam, former Gopher defensive lineman, three-time All-Big Ten academic selection, All-Big Ten honorable mention last year. Great player. Signed with the Rams. He joins us. Sam, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Well, great. Hey, I just wanted to get your thoughts. There's nothing official yet, but Mike Maxson are just chatting about the potential of the Big Ten maybe shutting down for the season. You're a guy who poured out your heart and soul for that program. What do you think?
I heard the news yesterday. There were some rumors on Sunday, and it's a very difficult situation. I understand there's a lot of liability that falls on the university, but my heart really goes out to those student-athletes, especially because, I mean, that's what they live for. They've spent 20 years or so preparing for this moment in their season, and to get that taken away, it's very tough.
Maxie?
Well, Sam, do you worry about any players losing interest, transferring, saying, you know what, I've had enough football now? Because you could get backed up on classes, and you might have freshmen, you might have six classes of players. I'd imagine there's a lot of confusion and conversation along those lines with the players, huh?
Yeah, I think the big thing the school's got to think about is eligibility. Right now you're only allowed 85 scholarships, and typically each year you have about 15 to 20 scholarships you bring in. So if you bring in freshmen but you keep your seniors, how are you going to handle that? Does that mean everybody keeps eligibility? Does people lose eligibility? And especially the players that have hopes and dreams of going to the NFL, and this is supposed to be their senior season. How does that look? So there's a lot to think about and a lot of really difficult decisions to make.
You know, and Sam, the other part of that is you make your lifelong contacts. I mean, I'm sure in your time at school now, you've got some buddies there that you didn't know before you got to the University of Minnesota, and chances are you guys will have a lifetime relationship, and you worry about those relationships.
Definitely. I mean, there's guys I met that will definitely be in my wedding. They'll be my best men that I met at school. So it's an amazing time period in a young man's life, but it's also, right now, it's unprecedented times. It's very difficult, and I don't really know how it's going to go or look going forward.
Maxie?
Sam, if they did play the season, based on what you know, how good are the Gophers this year coming back, even without Bateman and some of you that have graduated from the program?
Yeah, I think people really look to kind of the players that already have production, and they say, well, the Gophers might not be able to restock, kind of like Ohio State or Alabama can do. But PJ and Coach Rossi have done a really good job of building that program from the ground up. And it's not just a couple guys that are going to headline it. They really do have a solid team. So even with Bateman gone, I think they will have an unbelievable offense. And their defense is really young, but I think the defense has a ton of potential. They just got to put the pieces together. And unfortunately, they lost spring ball. They lost fall camp. And now they don't even know if they're going to have a season. So it's really difficult to be able to kind of mature and grow as a player if you can't practice.
Sam, what was it like for you last year on that squad?
It was an unbelievable season for me personally and for the team in the state. It was a great year, obviously 11 wins, but it was something that I didn't have a dream really of playing in the NFL. I mean, everyone does when they're a kid, but when you kind of leave high school, you go walk onto a university, you're like, I just want to play in the Big Ten. So we end up playing in the Big Ten. We have a really good year. We signed with the Rams. Unfortunately, just got released, but you still get an opportunity, and that's what that my senior season gave me. I didn't play a ton before my senior year, and that is what I'm really feeling bad for these upcoming seniors, that this is their last shot to go make an impact and go live out their dreams.
Hey, Sam, congrats on all you accomplished. Appreciate that. Max, you go ahead before we leave here.
Oh, no, I just going to say congratulations because you hung in there and you waited till your senior year, and sometimes kids quit before they do, and you're a great case of somebody who hung in there and got rewarded for it, so congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a million, Sam. Good luck. I know you'll be working out here, so I'll let you get back to the workouts today. Appreciate your time this morning on CCO.
All right, thank you guys so much. Have a nice day.
That is you too. Sam Renner, a former Gopher defensive lineman, mentioned had that tryout with the Rams too, and I'm sure he's going to get another one. He'll probably be working out and shooting for next year or whatever happens here with this COVID. Hey, thanks, Maxie. I'll listen. Well, I won't listen for you tonight. I'll watch for you on TV. We'll have Twins baseball at 6.
For Chad, Jeff Schimmel's going to join me. He's a headhunter that's trying to help these schools through these budget problems, so we'll have him on today.
See, that's what happens. You get on once, you're so popular, they don't want you to leave.
Something like that. And I'm already under salary contracts, so I don't pay anybody.
he is Mike Max here on WCCO. You know, Maxie and I both have a good friend named John Schrader. John's, in fact, his son Jordan was a great athlete over at the University of Minnesota, great hockey player, went on to play in the pros, still is, as a matter of fact. And John, I've known for years and years and many years, actually, and he runs Cambria Mortgage. I knew him well before that. Then Cambria Mortgage started up, and he ran that company. And right now, they're having a record year. Record year. And when you look at those mortgage rates, you're going, wow. Now, if you've been down the road with mortgage rates and you see somebody saying, hey, if your interest rate's above 3%, look for monthly savings through a refinance. You're going, are you serious? Well, they are, and they're hopping, but they're not too busy for you. CambriaMortgage.com/WCCO for more information. And to get started, so many good people over there. And just call or just check out the website when you get a chance. And if you're looking to purchase a new home, this dream of home ownership doesn't have to go on hold right now. If you're looking to refinance, holy smokes, why wouldn't you? Now, Cambria Mortgage wants to help you hit a bomba, just like the Twins hit last night to win that game in that Grand Slam bomba. They want to help you hit a bomba with your mortgage, and they can. They're local. Do your research. Find out about them, but their chances are they could be your friends and neighbors down the street. You just don't know they're working at Cambria Mortgage because they're like you and me. They're buying homes and living right here and refinancing in the Twin Cities. That's CambriaMortgage.com/WCCO for more information and to get started. Cambria Mortgage, NMLS number 322798, equal housing lender.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.